But yeah,
we'll see. We'll see. Let's talk the Bombers. They had a good night Saturday night, defeating Fremantle. Mason Redmond was a big part of that crew, and he joins us on the Breakfast Club. Good morning, Mason.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, boys.
Not a problem, buddy. Nice to have you on. How'd you pull up after the weekend? A pretty tight affair, pretty dour affair.
Yeah, it was a pretty contested game. Feeling pretty good after a win, obviously. Makes you get out of bed a bit better in the morning.
Were you expecting that type of game against Freo? Is that what you'd planned for through the week, that really contested and hard game?
Well, I reckon if you have a look at their form throughout the year and the games that they've played in, they've all been pretty low-scoring, contested, tight affairs. So I think going in, we would have been sort of kidding ourselves if we thought we were going to get a really wide-open, high-scoring game. But we're able to sort of play their way better for longer. So
how did you prepare, Redders? How are you, mate, by the way?
Oh, how's it going, BJ?
Good, mate. What was the discussion during the week about how they play, and how were you at the time? How were you going to combat it, and how did you combat it?
Well, to be honest, we didn't really talk too much. We had a short meeting on how they play, quick opposition meeting, but most of the talk throughout the week was sort of getting back and trying to play our way, like our defensive systems and using our ball movement methods throughout the week. So I think most of the talk was sort of centered around how we wanted to play, and if we brought that on the weekend, we thought we would get the job done, which we did. Even if it was only by a tight margin, but still we felt like a win was a win at the end of the day. So we're all pretty happy.
There's a perception, should I say, that the Bombers can only score or prefer to score from the back half. So what is the Bombers' way, and what were you talking about when you're discussing playing the Bombers' way and getting back to the way you want to play?
Well, first of all, our ball movement hasn't been the best. We've been causing a few turnovers out of the back half and through the midfield as well, which has been really hurting us. And I think when we're at our best and people like Saad, McKenna aren't causing a couple of these turnovers or...
Throwing them under the bus, mate.
No, I don't mean them causing the turnovers, but when they're taking the game on and hitting targets, and other boys are hitting targets as well, we can have them big scores. But I think this year we've got a high focus on our making sure we're a real consistently really good defensive team, and I think that's the sort of way we're heading at the moment, is to first of all stop the opposition scoring, but then on the back of that, I think it sets up our offensive stuff really well.
Did you feel, Mason, a bit of tension going into that game? We were talking about it earlier. Had you lost it, it would have been 3-6, and it's very hard to get back from 3-6. But just watching the game, they felt that there was a fair bit of tension in the game. What was it like in the build-up and then acting it out in the game?
It didn't feel like there was too much tension throughout the week. I think we trained really well on Wednesday, which was good to see, and I think it came out on the park on Saturday night. But before the game, definitely felt like there was a bit of tension in the air, and I feel as though, well, personally, I like it when there's a bit of tension in the air before every game. It means sort of feels like it means something to everyone, so I feel as though that should be a part of the change room before every game.
And just your views on this, because BJ was pretty strong on it before 8 o'clock, saying that it'll give the team a lot of heart, a lot of confidence that you could win ugly in a way, rather than having that normal Essendon way when you win, you're so exhilarating to watch. How do you feel turning up to work today?
Yeah, it'll be pretty good. I feel as though we spoke about before the game, real focus on a word called grit, and gritting the win out, even if it did take us sort of the whole 120 minutes to grind them down, we were able to do it. So I think knowing that we were able to go out on the weekend and do that was really pleasing, and I think everyone will come in with a good sort of attitude and mindset this week.
Well, it's going to be a big challenge. The Tigers on Saturday night, the Dreamtime game, they don't get much bigger. You had the Anzac Day just a couple of weeks ago. You played some big games at the Bombers, but what is the build-up to Dreamtime like?
It's Oh, it's pretty similar to other game. We have a bit of focus. Obviously, been doing it many years against Richmond now, and it's a massive game, like a lot of games we play. And to be honest, I don't think it'll be any different to any other game. Richmond are a really good team, and they've shown that in the last few weeks. So I think it'll be a good challenge for the boys after a tough win on the weekend.
Well, it was a good way to silence a few critics out there with that performance against the Dockers on Saturday night. It's going to be even better if you can do it against the Tigers next Saturday night, Whitey.
Absolutely. Now, Mason, what sort of impact did BJ have on you? He talked this morning about how he was a real mentor for you and a role model.
A game changer.
What was he like? Besides, what did you learn of him?
Looking like me. And what are you doing with your hair, mate? Come on. You've still got a little bit more than me. You've given me grief over the past about losing mine, and I said you're going to lose it at some stage, so is it just a matter of trying to grow it whilst you can?
A bit right on at the back of the head there, so I've got to roll it back from the front to make it look like I'm not losing it. But I'm getting a bit worried about it, to be honest.
Don't get worried, mate. Just fight the fight that's in front of you.
He lost your question, mate.
You didn't answer the question.
What was that, sorry?
About the impact BJ had on you, because you sort of took his spot.
Oh, no, I didn't mean to, but it wasn't sort of my doing. But BJ was a great mentor to me. He was a good leader around the club. And, it was sort of, for someone like me coming in, it was good to see his training standards and stuff. That was probably the biggest thing I picked up, was BJ's training standards and how that can sort of impact how you play on the weekend, and sort of moulded him into the player he was.
Well, he's making you a fine player as well. If that's the case, he's done a good job. We appreciate your time, mate. So good luck in the build-up to Dreamtime on Saturday.
Cheers, boys.
And I didn't say those things that I mentored you and had such a big impact.
Yes, you did.
See you, mate.